This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, presented by Hooters. 12 Tampa Bay locations. Find your location at originalhooters.com. Make your fantasy draft party a reality at Hooters. Book your fantasy party online at football.hooters.com. Get a free CBS Sports draft kit along with $200 in Hooters coupons for the entire season. And remember, if you'd like to be a part of the fantasy football leagues that the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is putting together in conjunction with Hooters and JoeBucksFan.com, and you live in the Tampa Bay area, to be considered for ownership in one of these fantasy football leagues, all you need to do is send your name, your phone number, and obviously your email address to ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. Again, for consideration for ownership in one of these Todd Wright Fantasy Football podcast leagues powered by Hooters and JoeBucksFan.com, just send your name, your phone number, and obviously a return email address to ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. We will start sending out confirmations later this week, and then before the season starts, we will have one night of fantasy football drafting at a Hooters location in Pinellas County. And then on a separate night, we will have the same number of people in different fantasy leagues drafting at a Hooters location in Hillsborough County. Send your name, your phone number, and your email, and any questions you might have to ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. All right, let's get right into the, since we had the Friday podcast, the news came down, as we've been talking about over the last couple of weeks, and we've been sliding Ezekiel Elliott down on draft boards with the anticipation of minimum two-game suspension, more like four-game suspension, and then in the hours leading up to the NFL's announcement, it was confirmed of a six-game suspension on Dallas Cowboy running back Ezekiel Elliott. All right, so first of all, where are we at? Well, unfortunately for a lot of you, now the date of your season-long fantasy football league is going to come into play here if you still want to consider drafting Ezekiel Elliott. Now, perhaps you were going to lay off him anyway. And treat Ezekiel Elliott the way you have in previous years, where a player is starting the season on suspension, even though that player without the suspension would be one of the top players selected at his position, and you just don't want to deal with it. You know what? There are a lot of other running backs out there, and I would respect that move. However, let me take two other examples, very recent examples of players at the top or near the top of their position in terms of fantasy football that went into a particular season and were going to miss a block of games. The two examples, obviously, that I'm going to bring up are Le'Veon Bell and Tom Brady, and the most recent situation with Tom Brady. All right, so let's talk about it. Clearly, what Le'Veon Bell did immediately upon returning and for the rest of the season was worth it for owners who did draft Le'Veon Bell. The same can be said for owners that drafted Tom Brady. These were just owners who had to have a plan in place, go into the start of the season knowing that these were prime roster stashes, and just take the attitude of, I'm trying to get by and be a 500 team until these players are able to go. And if you took that approach with Le'Veon Bell, it worked for you. If you took that approach with Tom Brady, it worked for you. Or, and this is where you can take this approach with Ezekiel Elliott as well, as I talked about on the podcast a lot last year, and I bring up again, one of the things I did last year, I actually ended up owning Le'Veon Bell in both of my season-long leagues, one a 10-team league, one a 14-team league. I drafted him in the 14-team league in the second round. Obviously, I was very happy with the results. I just scrambled a little bit to find another running back to keep my roster going, not only at the beginning, but it was in that league where I hit on Jordan Howard before he was even the starter for the Bears. And by the time I hit on Howard, obviously Bell was back, and it was a pretty solid backfield to have. In the other league, I sold high on another player. There was another owner that drafted Le'Veon Bell. And then once Le'Veon Bell was back on the field, and obviously he was producing because I owned him in another league, I sold Julio Jones high and did a one-for-one and picked up Le'Veon Bell. And this was after Julio Jones had the 300-yard game. I believe that was against the New Orleans Saints. And I made that one-for-one deal. So, and no regrets on it at all, or regrets for that matter. So, you could take the same approach with Ezekiel Elliott if you wanted to. You could go hands-off him in your draft. And just say, I'm not dealing with this right now. Right now it's six games. You don't know if through the appeal process from Ezekiel Elliott's side, or from legal pressure, that perhaps Jerry Jones might even try to put on the commissioner and the league office, whether the suspension will start with the first regular season game. There are a lot of possibilities in play here. All you know is that Elliott's status is in question, which you should have known by now, and it looks like all parties on Elliott's side are going to fight this. I'm not sure even what the resolution to this is, and what will ultimately come out of it. I think there is a scenario where Elliott does not serve this suspension at all in 2017. I think that's a possibility. I also think it's a possibility that the suspension is reduced down to four. Some are saying the reason the NFL bumped it up to six was with the anticipation of an appeal process moving the suspension down four games. So this could go a number of ways. As it relates to a way to approach this, if you want to let somebody else draft Ezekiel Elliott, and then once you have some closure on this, and there's a decision, and then you know if and when he's going to play, then perhaps you try to make a trade for him. I'm not saying it's going to be an easy trade to make. Trading Julio Jones off a 300-yard game was a big move for me to make, but I felt Le'Veon Bell had more game-to-game value than Jones did, and I was fortunate to pull off a deal like that. Now, I saw, I believe it was on NFL Network, and I respect their fantasy guys a lot. I actually even used to work with one of them at Sporting News Radio. As it relates to where does this now drop Ezekiel Elliott on the overall best available running backs? And I found it very interesting that Elliott's name came up immediately after Jordan Howard of the Chicago Bears, because those of you that listen to the podcast know I am totally hands-off. After owning Jordan Howard last year and him being a gem for me in a 14-team league, that I claimed on waivers before he was ever the starting running back. I do not feel that Jordan Howard is worth the rating he has been getting throughout this offseason. Now, I have to factor in that Mitchell Trubisky's debut was praised. He showed an ability to move the football. I'm not going nuts about it, but the better the Bears are in the passing game, and if Trubisky shows the ability to make throws, it could help Jordan Howard's value. It could help justify the value that people have been propping up there on Howard. I've sort of been looking at him, and I thought about this. I've sort of been looking at Jordan Howard kind of like an Isaiah Crowell this year. As a back who is talented, but I don't want to go overboard with him. I don't really want him as an I don't want him as an RB1. And honestly, I'm not really big on him as an RB2 either. I just think it's too high. If he's an RB3, and then I'm like, okay. Then I'm not counting on him on a week-to-week basis. I'm clearly going to use him, but I don't have to count on him for every week points to win me games, which when you draft an RB1 and an RB2, that's basically what you're doing. And obviously, Crowell's in a situation in Cleveland where it's a bad team. You're not really sure if they're going to be in close games or not. They might be behind quickly, throwing the ball a lot in the second half, and that could hurt the volume of the running back. It also, if there's not a prolific passing game, it allows opposing defenses really to game plan against that particular running back. So, based off that NFL Network model, and this was as of a couple of days ago where I saw this scrolling underneath the bottom line of whatever the programming was on NFL Network, and I saw Jordan Howard listed ahead of Ezekiel Elliott, I wouldn't do it. If both of them were available in a season-long draft and I'm going to choose a running back, I either choose neither of them or I choose Elliott. So I don't agree that Elliott should be behind Howard, even though by the letter of the law of what we have at our disposal right now, Howard potentially could play six more games than Ezekiel Elliott. But by the time we get to December and you're in your fantasy playoffs, and I know you still need to make your fantasy playoffs, who are you going to want to have? Who could you count on more? And I think that's what you also have to consider is the back end here. So I don't agree with that overall ranking. I can justify some of the other running backs that are ahead of him. Now, I worry a little bit about I have no problem with the elevation of Shady McCoy. We went through the DraftKings rankings on the last podcast for Sunday Week 1 games, and Shady McCoy was number 3 behind Le'Veon Bell and David Johnson. Have no issue with elevating McCoy. Ajayi and the concussion protocol and some of the continuing things and just a lot of the news out of Miami. We go from Tannehill to Cutler, clearly Adam Gase and management and ownership don't see a future with Jarvis Landry beyond this year. The propping up of Devontae Parker as finally a guy who's going to pay off, I'm cynical of. And now Ajayi with talk of the concussion issues. That would give me cause for concern, while at the same time, Ajayi is a running back where clearly you're going to get more volume and targets out of Bell, David Johnson, and Shady McCoy. But with Ajayi, you've got the potential for 200-yard rushing games. But still, you don't like hearing an RB1 before you actually invest the pick in him and talk about how he's having concussion issues. You don't like hearing that about any player, considering how more and more we become sensitive to these things, even though we love the sport. So, just giving you some overall thoughts. And again, the timing of your season-long fantasy draft is going to be very important here as it relates to Elliott. I believe he had 3 days to file appeal. You can certainly expect that's going to happen. But I can see a scenario where, for those of you that may be drafting this coming weekend, and you have to make decisions on Ezekiel Elliott now, and then there might be more information for those that draft the following weekend, and then there might be more information for those that draft Labor Day weekend. This thing might drag right up until 24, 48 hours before the season opener for the Dallas Cowboys against the New York Giants. But those are all the thoughts that I can give you on Elliott. A lot of different comparisons, a lot of different strategies. I don't think in the end, I don't think Elliott will serve a 6-game suspension to start this season. After that, I'm not sure what to believe. But I don't think he will serve a 6-game suspension to start this year, where the first time you would have him as a fantasy owner would be the Week 8 game against the Washington Redskins. I believe the suspension will be tabled and start somewhere after Week 1 or even next year, or it will be reduced to 4 or maybe 3 games. I guess there's an outside chance the suspension goes down to 2. I don't think, if you're doing your season-long fantasy draft, say tomorrow, which I doubt you're doing, and you go ahead and you take him, and you're like, well, I'm not going to have him until Week 8. No, you probably will. Barring an injury or another incident involving Elliott, I think you're going to have him before Week 8 of this season. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is presented by Hooters, 12 Tampa Bay locations. And remember, we will be having our own fantasy leagues with listeners to the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast playing against one another. These are powered by Hooters and JoeBucksFan.com. To register to be an owner in one of those fantasy football leagues, and we will be drafting on site either at a Pinellas County Hooters location, and then we're also going to draft on site at a Hillsborough County Hooters location. These will be on separate nights because I will be at both of these draft nights. If you'd like a franchise to play in one of these leagues against others who listen to the podcast and you live in the Tampa Bay area, just send your name, phone number, and email to ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. You have no need to send more than one email to increase your chances of getting into one of these leagues. It won't. Once I have one from you, I'm going to know who you are, and you're in the drawing. Again, just send your name, phone number, and obviously we'll have the email once you send it to us for response, because that's how I'm going to send out the confirmations. ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. And yes, even if you play in a league with some people that don't necessarily listen to the podcast, I don't mind you telling them, hey, there are these leagues that Todd and Hooters and Joe Bucks Fan are doing. Why don't you send an email also, because I'm getting in on this, and then we can both get in that league. I don't mind at all. We obviously have a limited number of people that are going to play, but these are multiple leagues that will be taking place, and we will be drafting at multiple Hooters locations before the season starts. Make your fantasy draft party a reality at Hooters. Book your fantasy party online at football.hooters.com. Get a free CBS Sports draft kit along with $200 in Hooters coupons for the entire season. Hooters, the original wing joint since 1983. All right, the last note I want to make on the podcast has to do, I would say one of the biggest questions we have is, what do you do about Ezekiel Elliott? In the conversation about next in line is Andrew Luck. And we've sort of been alluding to this all along. With Andrew Luck's shoulder, and what it would mean if Andrew Luck isn't ready to start the season. Colts owner Jim Irsay sounded optimistic. This was as of Sunday, about 5 o'clock Eastern time, via Zach Kiefer on Twitter. Which I'm reading off of rotoworld.com. Mr. Irsay acknowledged he couldn't unequivocally say that Luck would be ready for the week one game against the Rams, but promising Luck will be back around the start of the season. The note goes on to say Colt beat writers have hinted that even if Luck misses week one against the Rams, he could return for week two against the Cardinals. And the reason for that might be the Colts viewing the Rams as beatable with Scott Tolzien under center. I don't know if I believe that or not. I really don't know if I believe that the Colts would basically play shorthanded purposely for the season opening game against the Rams without their starting quarterback, just thinking they can get away with it. I don't like the sound of that at all. I don't think they're going to do that. Either Luck's going to be healthy enough to play, or he's not. So it doesn't make any sense to me. I don't think in the NFL you throw away the opening game. I don't think you do it. And we don't have anything to go on Scott Tolzien. We don't. I don't care if you're playing the Rams, if you're playing a college team. I don't buy this at all. Either Luck will be healthy enough to play, or he won't. That's it. It's not like the Colts are going to hedge and wait a week and play him in the week two game against the Cardinals. So Luck has resumed throwing, but at this point, the difference here is we're dealing with the value of the quarterback position as opposed to the value of the running back position. At this point, I am not – last year I was an owner of T.Y. Hilton, and I love the yardage. I love the volume. I wish I'd gotten more touchdowns out of him. But overall, T.Y. Hilton was a good wide receiver for me to draft in a season-long league. It was a non-PPR league. But still had very good value for me to have. Until I know for sure that Andrew Luck is the Colts quarterback, I'm not really interested in any of the Colts. Now, has Andrew Luck been overrated in recent years? Yeah. Is it because he's been banged up, and does this surgery change all that? Well, I guess that's why he finally had it, although the timing of it stunk. We might just be at the point, and I think those of you that have owned Andrew Luck have been disappointed with him enough to where you probably don't want to own him again. While I wouldn't want to own Andrew Luck, I don't want to own other Colts fantasy performers unless I know Andrew Luck is the quarterback. Because while Andrew Luck, to me, hasn't been as good as I expected, both on the field and in the fantasy world in recent years, I have nothing to go on that anyone else on that Indianapolis roster can do squat. And that lowers the value of virtually everybody else on that team. So I wouldn't touch it. So until you feel good about this Andrew Luck situation, I would be very careful on all Colts players at all positions. Because this may be a case of if Luck isn't ready to go and this thing is lingering, who knows? He might end up missing more games than Ezekiel Elliott. So the last thing you want to do is put a season-long draft pick in him at the quarterback position where there are so many other options that you can get at quarterback either at that time or even later, and where you invested in Andrew Luck instead of investing in another running back or a wide receiver, and it just turns out to be a really bad pick for you. So we'll continue to follow it and talk about Ezekiel Elliott and Andrew Luck, obviously, on future podcasts. That's going to do it for this edition of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, presented by Hooters. We'll have another podcast coming up on Friday on JoeBucksFan.com, iTunes, Google Play, and perhaps even more platforms for you to enjoy the podcast are still to come. And we'll have an announcement on my next golf tournament. For those of you listening in the Tampa Bay area, just save the date of Sunday, October 22nd for an NFL-themed golf tournament. And we'll make that announcement either on the next podcast or early next week. I'm Todd Wright. Thank you very much for listening. Remember, send me those emails to get registered for consideration to be an owner in one of our fantasy football leagues powered by Hooters and JoeBucksFan.com. I need to hear from you at ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com.